Hello, fellow foodies. This is Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you're listening to the Foodie Pharmacology Podcast. I don't know about you, but the late spring is my favorite time of year. In Georgia, it's just about the right time for my garden to burst out with huge bushes of fragrant members of the mint family. Herbs like lemon balm, basil, holy basil, sage, catnip, and rosemary decorate my garden. There's nothing quite like a walk through the garden, especially when I stop to crush the leaves of different plants in my hands and take in a deep breath of their fantastic medley of essential oils. It is like an instant aromatherapy session. The local bees love to visit their flower blooms as well, and this helps to foster a healthy ecosystem both in my backyard and in the neighborhood. In today's episode, I'm going to focus on a particular favorite herb of mine that I use in herbal teas, salad dressings, and even in cocktails. It's especially useful when I'm feeling anxious or need a nice cup of decaffeinated herbal tea just before bedtime. Local bees are also especially drawn to this herb, and I can't wait to share more with you. So let's dig in. In our 12th episode on the show, we're going to investigate a delightfully fragrant member of the mint family that brings some hints of citrus tones to the garden. Its chemistry is rich in volatile terpenes, which make it a fantastic source of a plant essential oil and a powerful antioxidant ingredient. Some studies suggest that it can also be useful as a sleep remedy and to reduce stress and anxiety. It has also been credited with some interesting antimicrobial properties as well. Although it's technically a mint, this pretty herb smells more like a lemon. Do you know which herb I'm talking about? If you guess lemon balm, you'd be right. Lemon balm is sold as a fresh, easy-to-grow culinary herb or as dried leaves used in tea. The essential oil of lemon balm can also be purchased. Personally, my favorite practice is to grow it fresh in my garden and use it as needed. While lemon balm is a quite versatile culinary herb, one of its most popular uses is actually as an herbal tea ingredient. Whether drunken alone or combined with black tea or bergamot-infused Earl Grey tea, this lemon balm adds a soft lemony note to the brew. Lemon balm has a fascinating medicinal history. First, we know that it has been in use as a medicinal herb for at least 2,000 years, and records of its use appear in Theophrastus's Historia Plantarum, which translates to inquiry into plants. That was written around 300 BCE. As a point of reference, Theophrastus was a Greek intellectual who was the successor of Aristotle. In this key botanical work, he not only described plant structures, reproduction, and growth, but also explored the medicinal uses of plants, including how to gather and prepare medicinal extracts for use. A number of leading scholars of medicine and herbalism have reported the medicinal properties of lemon balm over the centuries. For example, Pedanius Dioscorides, the physician who traveled with the Roman army throughout the Mediterranean during the time of Nero, recording the herbal remedies that were used by people throughout the region, he cited the use of lemon balm for a number of medical applications, including for treatment of gout, scorpion stings, dog bites, toothache, and the promotion of menstruation. In some cases, especially regarding the treatment of insect stings, both Dioscorides and other later herbalists cited the practice of steeping the herb in an alcoholic tincture before using it to treat stings. In other cases, the alcohol tincture was cited as being drunk to treat depression. Indeed, even Avicenna, the first century Persian polymath, or master of many fields, noted the value of lemon balm for treating melancholy and depression. By the time of the Middle Ages in Europe, lemon balm was used throughout the region and cultivated across Europe. The scientific name of lemon balm is Melissa officinalis, and the genus Melissa includes five species of perennial herbs that are native to a region spanning southern Europe all the way across to Central Asia and Iran. Melissa species belong to the Lamiaceae, or mint family. In addition to its common name, lemon balm, this species is also known by a variety of other names like balm, common balm, garden balm, balm mint, Melissa, sweet balm, sweet Melissa, and honey plant. Melissa officinalis is well known for its bee attractant properties, and it is sometimes referred to as bee balm. But be careful not to confuse this with another plant that it also goes by the common name of bee balm. That would be Monarda didyma, which is another member of the Lamiaceae or mint family. Another cool point of interest is that the genus name Melissa actually means bee in Greek, and the species name officinalis means used in medicine. Thus, the name itself alludes to some of the interesting ecological properties of a bee-attractant plant and of its medicinal uses. In fact, records of the bee-attractant properties can be found in the work of the first century naturalist Pliny the Elder, who wrote that planting lemon balm near beehives would make them return to the hive. I have also observed such practices in modern ethnobotanical traditions. For example, in northeastern Albania, where I conducted field research with communities that live in the mountain region, I noted that they regularly put freshly harvested lemon balm into the bee boxes in the springtime to encourage the bees to come and make their honey. Lemon balm can have a bushy appearance, with a single plant growing up to 5 feet tall and 2 feet wide. It is an erect, herbaceous perennial plant with ovate-shaped leaves that grow on square, branching stems. Lemon balm produces small flowers that feature tulips and may appear in a number of different shades, including the colors of white, pale yellow, pinkish, and even purplish to bluish in some cases. Although the native range of lemon balm is southern Europe to Central Asia, it can now be found spread across the globe and especially as a common garden herb. When European colonists came to the Americas, they brought lemon balm with them. Indeed, it was even one of the plants grown at Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's garden and farm. Similar to its historic uses across Europe, lemon balm was also used in the early days of the U.S. as a medicine for a variety of ailments and as a honeybee attractant. I'm going to share with you a little secret. Despite the fact that I have a PhD in biology and even specialized training in botany, I shamefully have a brown thumb. In other words, plants don't tend to fare well under my care. In my office, even my small aloe plant is suffering. I'm great at finding and identifying plants in the wild and then processing them into medicinal ingredients, but a superb gardener I am not. Perhaps that's why I really love lemon balm. It flourishes even under my sadly neglectful care. Lemon balm is super easy to grow. The species self-seeds, and I am delighted each spring when it pops up on its own from the same spot I had spread seeds at 2 years ago. Lemon balm can also be easily propagated by a technique called layering. All that you need to do is lay a branch on the ground and plop a rock on top of it. Then the plant will form roots and take off. Lemon balm does best in moist but well-drained loamy soils. It also does quite well in container gardens. It does like full sun or partial shade. So get out your gardening gloves, soil, and seeds to spice up your space, whether it be your backyard garden or a balcony container garden. Are you ready for some chemistry? I am. Let's do it. Okay, like other mints, lemon balm contains an astonishing array of unique molecules. The essential oils responsible for the volatile citrus scent of the plant are especially rich in compounds known as citral and citronellol. The terpenes nerol, linalool, geraniol, and beta-caryophyllene also contribute to its scent, with linalool and geraniol being responsible for the lavender and rose-scented tones, respectively. Besides these terpenes, there are also many other polyphenols present, which yield a powerful antioxidant effect of the plant. Lemon balm is also very rich in vitamin C and thiamine, a B vitamin. The hydroxycinnamic acids that are also found in lemon balm are often used as quality control measures in industrial product testing. Lemon balm essential oil is used as an additive in foods, herbal teas, and cosmetics, and it is valued for its antimicrobial activities against bacteria and fungi that can contaminate such products. Lemon balm has exhibited a number of interesting pharmacological effects, and its anxiolytic, antiviral, and antispasmodic activities, as well as its effects on mood, cognition, and memory, have all been demonstrated in clinical trials. Let's break these down, starting with the interesting reports on the utility of lemon balm for treating anxiety and depression. The historic literature abounds with citations of the utility of lemon balm in mood enhancement for the treatment of melancholic patients. Lab studies have shown mild inhibition of monoamine oxidase A. Clinical studies have also shown that oral administration of a standardized extract of lemon balm leaves reduced the manifestation and symptoms of anxiety in study volunteers by 18 and 15% respectively, as well as lowered insomnia by a whopping 42%. As with many studies on herbal remedies, differences in formulation of the tested product can lead to some discrepancies between studies, but overall, the evidence appears to be very supportive of a positive pharmacological impact of lemon balm on both mood and sleep. Lemon balm has also shown relevant activity in antiviral studies for viruses like herpes simplex virus, which is responsible for cold sores. With topical administration of lemon balm formulas containing 1% extract being shown as effective in treatment of the very early stages of herpes simplex virus infections. However, this efficacy may be dependent on the shelf life of the product, as volatile compounds can dissipate over time. So the lesson here is, fresh is always best. What a fascinating herb. Who knew that it could have such a long and distinguished history in medicine, and that many of those properties cited 2,000 years ago have actually been found to have a scientific basis, both in the laboratory and in clinical trials? This is a special herb indeed. In addition to its medicinal properties, lemon balm also has the added benefit of being a delicious ingredient to include in the kitchen. It is an incredibly versatile culinary herb, and it presents a fantastic complement to many beverages, fresh fruits, stews, cheeses, ice creams, and even salads. Try mixing some fresh chopped lemon balm with your fresh pineapple. You won't regret this tasty snack. Delicious. As with any other aromatic plant, the sensory experience with the volatile compounds is greatest when fresh harvested and fresh consumed. One of my favorite uses of lemon balm is to snap off some fresh leaves from my garden, and sometimes I couple this with fresh dill, rosemary, or parsley, depending on my mood, and then I fine chop up the herbs and mix them with some finely chopped garlic or shallots and toss them into an equal mixture of oil and vinegar. Then add salt and fresh ground pepper to taste. The combination of the fresh herbs on top of the crisp springtime greens or fat ripened summer tomatoes yields an absolutely amazing flavor. Let's say that you have successfully grown lemon balm in your garden. Congratulations! Great job! In fact, you've been so successful that now you have more than you could possibly use in any number of lemon balm-infused salad dressings for the entire summer. So, don't waste the extra bounty. Instead, harvest and process it. Here are some of my favorite tricks for storing back fresh herbs like lemon balm. Step 1. harvest bunches of the herb, selecting only the healthy parts of the plant. These can be gently washed in cold water and then patted dry with a towel or hung and dried to remove the excess water. I tend to prepare my lemon balm in three different ways, and I will divide my bounty into three batches. For the first batch, I toss lemon balm aerial parts, including the fresh soft stems, leaves, and flowers, into a blender. Sometimes I'll add other complementary herbs like basil or dill to the mix. Then I'll add some extra virgin olive oil and blend it up like a smoothie to be poured into ice cube trays for freezing. Once frozen, I'll transfer these into freezer-safe bags and store them until needed. When I'm ready to use them, I simply defrost it to have a fresh herb mix that I can use to make new salad dressings simply by adding some vinegar, maybe a little bit of extra oil, salt, and pepper. Or I can simply pop these into a stew or a soup that I'm cooking or a meat dish that's being sauteed or baked. Very versatile way to keep those fresh, intact herbs with all that amazing chemistry at the ready all year long. Now for the second batch of herbs, I like to take the fresh parts and put them into a clean blender. So I've washed out any of the olive oil from the prior batch, and I pour on top of it a plain grain alcohol or a cheap vodka. This is again blended in the blender and then transferred into a glass jar to steep for 3 to 6 days with daily agitation of the jar. Here's a secret. This is pretty similar to what we do in the laboratory as well. This is called a maceration extraction, and you're giving the alcohol the time to pull out all of the interesting chemistry out of the plant into the alcohol. The next step after the maceration is complete is to filter off the plant material. You can do this with either some cheesecloth or perhaps a coffee filter. And then store that green alcohol liquid in a brand new clean jar or into some smaller glass bottles with an eyedropper. This tincture can then be used to apply topically to treat insect stings, much as Dioscorides recommended thousands of years ago, or you can also add drops to your water or tea as a mood-enhancing boost. Okay, for the third batch, I like to dry my plants completely. This can be done by bundling and hanging them up in a dry, dark place in a brown paper bag, or I can also do this more quickly with a dehydrator. I usually pick apart the individual leaves for this when the plant is fresh so that I have nice dry leaves when I'm done. These are then transferred into jars once they're dry and then used as needed to make teas either alone or in blends with other botanicals as the mood strikes me. There are so many other ways that you can transform your fresh lemon balm into products. You can extract the essential oil by steam distillation, and this requires a bit of extra equipment. You can then use that oil to make things like chapsticks or salves or body butters. Or you can simply cook the fresh leaves with some water and sugar to make syrups for flavoring desserts, cocktails, and soda waters. And the list goes on and on. So here's my challenge for you. Why don't you try a recipe or invent your own and share the results on our Foodie Pharmacology Facebook page? I would love to see what you've come up with. Next time on Foodie Pharmacology, we'll investigate an exotic spice that adds a unique flavor tone to your chai tea latte. It is from the same plant family as ginger and turmeric, but instead of the roots, the seeds of this tasty spice are preferred. In addition to exploring the science and history behind this tasty ingredient, I'll also take you behind the scenes of the ice cream walla factory in Atlanta, where the company founder Reza Biwindiwala creates a delicious Indian spice-inspired ice cream. So join me next time as we explore the amazing flavor and chemistry of Elateria cardamomum, or green cardamom. I'm Dr. Cassandra Quave, and you've been listening to Foodie Pharmacology, the podcast for the food curious, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia at the Emory University Center for Digital Scholarship. Get updates on our latest episodes by following or liking the Foodie Pharmacology Facebook page. You can subscribe to the podcast on SoundCloud or iTunes. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Leave us some ratings, some comments. If you like the show, what kind of things do you want to hear about next? Let me know. If you've got a great idea for a future show, reach out to me. And don't forget, send some of those awesome recipes for the lemon balm that you're growing in your gardens. You can find me on our Foodie Pharmacology Facebook page or on Twitter and Instagram at Quave Ethnobot, spelled Quaveethnobot. See you next time.